giving kids the opportunity, because that was kind of the financial was a secondary consideration, it seemed like today. But
we're certainly optimistic that the yes voters are going to go out there and make that determination. But the curriculum that's being proposed is one that we think is exemplary. And needless to say, none of the three schools could do that on their own. So in order to provide the kind of curriculum that we've talked about today, the idea is going to have to be yes, that we will pass the consolidation. The concern, of course, is that numbers continue to dwindle in the three school districts. And as the numbers dwindle, they've got to cut back on staff. And so all of the costs that people worry about are going to be there, whether they're individual or consolidated.
Mr. Oakman, first of all, it sounds like it's not so much as your guess for consolidation per se, but you feel that Bushnell Prairie City actually on its own doesn't need to consolidate. Is that safe to assume?
Very true. That is very true, yes. I do not believe that the numbers support the fact that there is any need to consolidate in our district right now. Not saying that there's not need for changes in our schools. There are things that obviously we could be doing better than we're doing right now. There are obviously things that we must demand of our school board, of our administration, to do better than we're doing now. But the fact is we believe that the need for consolidation does not exist.
You also said, too, that you did not feel essentially the Committee of Ten has not proved its 5 points, as you pointed. I mean, you talked to specifically about four of them. How do you think the Committee of Ten has failed to make its argument, really?
That's a good question. Basically, like I said, on the 5 points, you know, they've been pushing forced consolidation, and the more research you do on the subject, it's just not going to happen. Forced consolidation is not going to happen. Decreased student population, yes, it has happened over the past couple decades in our school district. I believe I presented the numbers tonight that proved that our numbers in our schools have leveled off. And I believe that's going to continue. As a mayor of a small town, I have spent considerable time studying the 2010 census data, and I believe that census data shows us that the towns that are maintaining their population are towns that have jobs, that have a good economic foundation. And I believe that Bushnell has that. I believe Bushnell has the foundation to support our school district with the numbers that we have right now. So I just don't believe that the Committee of Ten has